President Obama has an even wider opportunity now to reshape the Federal Reserve after Vice Chairman Donald Cohn announced he will step down at the end of June. Once Mr. Obama fills this slot, along with two other vacancies, he will have appointed 5 of the 7 Fed governors. For some insight into how big a deal that is and how the Fed might shift its focus, we're joined by Princeton economist Alan Blinder, himself a former vice chairman of the Fed. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk first just a bit about this Fed veteran, Donald Cohn. He worked for the Fed for 40 years, was appointed to the Fed board by President Bush in 2002. What would you say his imprint has been at the Fed?
Well, he has a very long imprint over 40 years. He was the head of one of the important parts of the staff for, I'm forgetting now, a dozen or 14 years, probably the most important Fed staffer during that period, and then promoted to the board and then promoted to vice chairman where he was sitting when the roof caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was Ben Bernanke's right-hand man at the Fed during probably the most difficult time the Fed has ever had in its history.
And during that financial crisis, what was his contribution exactly? What's he known for?
Well, I think he was known for helping to make these deals, figuring out what's sensible, what's not sensible, what's legal, what's not legal, and basically being a very trusted and valuable consigliere to Chairman Bernanke.
And on the personal side, an interesting little footnote. He sometimes would bike to work, and I gather was the leader of rigorous hikes on Fed retreats. Were you subject
famous
to those?
I've never been on one of those because I think they're too rigorous for me. But he is famous for forced marches.
Forced marches.
Yeah. And some of us were prone to opt for more relaxed, shorter walks.
I see. Alan Blinder, explain for us a bit what a Fed governor does all day.
Well, I guess I have to give you two answers because we've had such abnormal times. But in normal times, much more of a Fed governor's workday is involved in the business of the Fed, bank regulation, supervision, payments mechanisms, and so on. Now, in crisis times, which we've come through, the board is running around all over the place doing a lot of things such as the Bear Stearns transaction, the AIG transaction, that they had never done before. But as you look forward, there's a huge set of problems coming up that go under the rubric of the Fed's so-called exit strategy, which means basically this. The Fed got itself involved in a whole lot of things that now show on its balance sheet that it normally wouldn't have or be involved in, and it needs to exit gingerly, not exiting too fast so that the economy starts imploding again, but not exiting too slowly so that we wind up getting inflation. And that's, in terms of monetary policy, job number one for the next several years, I think.
You're talking about unwinding some of the emergency measures that helped during the financial crisis.
That is correct.
Well, as you look forward with these vacancies that President Obama will fill now and put his imprint even more solidly on the Fed, do you think the Fed becomes even more aggressive trying to stimulate growth, keeping interest rates low, or does it become more hawkish? Does it worry more about inflation and maybe raise interest rates?
I think of it a little bit between what you just said, Melissa, in the following sense. The Federal Open Market Committee, called FOMC, that makes the interest rate decisions, there are more hawks than doves on it. So I think the job of the doves, so to speak, in the next year to 2 years is going to be to holding back the hawks that want to move too aggressively. My supposition is that President Obama, like virtually every president, doesn't want the Fed to scrunch down on growth too much. This doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And will therefore appoint to the Fed people on the relatively dovish side.
And by dovish, you mean keep interest rates low?
Keep interest rates low for longer. Everybody realizes that interest rates are extraordinarily low and they need to go up. The question is how fast and how far. I don't think there's anybody with any knowledge of monetary policy at all that thinks we're just going to keep the current super low interest rates forever.
Well, Alan Blinder, thanks very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Alan Blinder is professor of economics at Princeton and a former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve.